Like most children, the boys at the Muhazi Center for Demobilized Child Soldiers just want to have fun. But after spending years in the service of Eastern Congo's armed groups, the biggest struggle for former child soldiers is behaving like a child. 13-year-old Habimana arrived at the center 2 days ago after spending a year with a Congolese militia group known as the Mai Mai. Habimana says he had the rank of private in the Mai Mai and was the armed guard for a captain. He says the Mai Mai did not abduct him, but that he joined the militia. After his father died 1 year ago, he had nowhere else to go. He says the Mai Mai was the safest place to be. Habimana left the Mai Mai after he was shot in a gunfight. The Mai Mai took Habimana to a hospital where doctors handed him over to the International Committee of the Red Cross. The ICRC works to find the families of Rwanda's demobilized child soldiers. Until their families are found, the boys stay at Muhazi camp, run by the Rwandan government. Ali Mugima is a social worker at the Muhazi Center. He explains that it is difficult for the boys to readjust to civilian life.
When they are in the armed groups in the forest, most of the time they are brutal, they are aggressive, they steal, using arms, because when they are looking for food, of course they have to use force. The long period in that kind of behavior, they tend to be conditioned in the behavior. So they cannot go in the community with such behavior.
Mugima told VOA that when the boys arrive, they marvel at the things that the center provides, like their own shoes and mosquito nets. The boys are taught how to brush their teeth and the importance of bathing daily. The center employs teachers who provide the boys a basic education and counselors who urge them to talk about their experiences as child soldiers. Ali Mugima explains.
We have literacy and numeric, so we try to teach them how to read and write. And another program we have here is counseling. For cases that probably we analyze or establish that they are kind of traumatic condition, we teach them how to do some home activities, like sweeping, like washing clothes, like washing saucepans, so that by the time they are in the community with their parents, once they are given such an activity, they don't find it as something so new and complicated to them.
Still, some habits exhibited by the former child soldiers are hard to break. In the afternoon, the boys are released from school and they have an opportunity to play. Instead, they hang about in small groups. Unlike other boys their age, they seem unsure of what playtime means. Noel King for VOA News, Muhazi, Rwanda.